here's a story from The World.
The pandemic has been brutal for small businesses across the U.S., but for many Chinatowns across the country, things have been especially tough. KQED's Farida Javala Romero visits a once-bustling Chinatown in Oakland, California, and has this report.
Pretty much any day before the pandemic, dozens of shoppers stream through this busy intersection in Oakland. But on the day I walk through with Carl Chan, there are only two other pedestrians. He's president of the Oakland Chinatown Chamber of Commerce.
Now we're seeing this, oh my God, you know, this is Chinatown.
Restaurants here were hit first by the pandemic, says Chan. As early as January, people with Asian roots knew about the deadly toll of COVID-19 in China. So they canceled large banquets booked months in advance and stayed home.
So even before the shelter in place, we had quite a few businesses already closed.
Solid numbers are hard to come by, but Chan says he believes more than 30% of businesses here have closed temporarily or for good.
It's so hurtful. I'm seeing so many people not only losing, you know, their businesses, you know, which they have, you know, putting, you know, their whole family and trying to building it. But also I'm seeing so many people are losing their jobs.
Economist Paul Ong directs UCLA's Center for Neighborhood Knowledge.
What you see in Oakland, I think, is typical of what was happening throughout the country in these Chinese American enclaves, particularly the ones that are in the urban cores, the Chinatowns.
That's in cities like New York, Chicago, Houston. Ong's research shows that businesses in Los Angeles' Chinatown suffered not only an earlier but also steeper drop in visitors than other neighborhoods. Part of the issue, says Ong, is anti-Asian sentiment, mistakenly connecting the coronavirus to all Asian people.
There's no question that President Trump incited many of his followers in terms of blaming China and implicitly blaming Chinese Americans.
Some businesses haven't been able to operate much due to shutdowns in parts of the country. Anna Bui has owned Diva Nails in Oakland's Chinatown for 18 years. County restrictions required her to close her business for most of the pandemic, but she still had to pay rent, $2,200 a month.
Oh, they have a dreadlock,
Through a Vietnamese interpreter, she tells me she didn't have the money after last April. She tried negotiating with her landlord to reduce her rent, but he argued he has to pay the mortgage on the property and threatened to sue her. She can't sleep, worrying about it. Finally, in November, her landlord offered a discount on the total debt, but she still owes $11,000. Other landlords in the neighborhood say they're working with the tenants who can't pay full rent.
I mean, one, we would not want to push anybody out.
Rick Da Silva's company owns and manages a large commercial and residential plaza in the heart of Oakland Chinatown.
When this started, we actually told our tenants here and in other locations, pay what you can. We will work all of this out.
But not all landlords are so understanding, and demand for help to renegotiate commercial lease terms has gone up a lot, says Tobias Damler with the San Francisco-based Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. The organization provides free legal counseling and webinars in Vietnamese and Cantonese.
The number one tip that we give people as part of these webinars is to remember that you have the upper hand as a small business tenant in these negotiations, because the market for commercial space right now is a renter's market.
Damler says immigrant business owners may struggle with language issues communicating with their landlords.
People not being able to understand the contents of their lease agreement because it's all in English.
And he worries that if these small businesses can't access substantial federal aid, there could be a huge wave of evictions this year. For The World, I'm Farida Javala Romero.